Welcome back to The Zone, presented by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Jason Anderson.
All right, we continue here in Minneapolis. Jason Anderson with you. It is Final Four Radio Row, our coverage presented by UPS Jobs, Baptist Health Sports Medicine, fueled by Kroger and delivered by Papa John's. Thank you to Ben Higgins of the Bachelor and Bachelorette series. Joining us now is a man who that was his first career, was in the Bachelor family. Now he's a coach. It is Brad Brownell at Clemson. Brad, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I haven't been a Bachelor for a long time, though.
but you were on the show, though, right? Do I have my information
wrong? No, okay. Absolutely. Well, incorrect. I found my wife in high school and held on for dear life.
Yes. Well, Wikipedia said you were on, and it's always correct. Brad Brownell is our guest. I guess take me through what the season was like for you, coming off the Sweet 16 a year ago, and certainly some promise and some hope with some recruits that didn't work out in the last second. But
We had some very difficult, heartbreaking losses. Clearly, one in Louisville where we stole the ball with 3 seconds left and got one blocked at the rim. But that was a little bit what our season was like.
And then another one after getting blocked at the rim, then another one in the air.
Yeah, another one in the air, too. So, I don't want to relive that one. But we actually had a bunch of games that went down to the last second. A couple times we didn't get a call, and sometimes the call went against us. It just kind of felt like that year. Obviously, we had a couple shots made at the buzzer. So it was challenging. I do think our guys really fought. I thought our guys hung in there. I think that's one of the hardest things to do in our league, and I think one of the things that's really challenging about the ACC is you can play really well in games and lose because the quality of opponent is so good, and then trying to pick yourself back up off the mat and go compete and play well again the next night out is, you know, that's really challenging. And we just had one of those years where we lost a bunch of games at the buzzer, and but hung in there to go 9-9 in the league and probably missed the NCAA by a game.
Yeah, and another shot at the buzzer as well to probably miss the NCAA by a game. Do you remember a season like that where it just felt like any sort of 50-50? Like LSU was the exact opposite this year.
Right.
If there was something to happen in the last minute or so and win by a point or two, somehow it was happening for them. Do you remember a season that was like
this?
Yeah,
not this bad. No, in fact, Joel Justice, who played for us at UNC Wilmington when I was an assistant and then also the head coach, he reminded me.
And now at UK.
Assistant at UK. Yeah, he reminded me back. He said back in 2005, his senior year, I can't remember that far back, but he claims that his senior year went like that at Wilmington where we lost several close games. I can't remember any at Clemson that have been that heartbreaking. You always have a couple every year. That's just the nature of it. You win a couple, you lose a couple. But it's been hard for us. You know, the last couple of years, we've probably lost a few more than we've won. And this year was certainly that was the case. And it's hard on your team. It's hard on your players. And certainly it's frustrating a little bit because you're playing really well to get yourself into the position, especially road games. Like, to get yourself into position to win a road game, right down the stretch and have something go against you, those are hard losses, and it just seemed like that was the kind of year we had.
Brad Brownell from Clemson is our guest. You dealt with Grantham going down last year, so it's not easy to do. Kentucky was kind of going through the P.J. Washington, no P.J. Washington. You mentioned being snake bit this year, but even last year, do you feel like things could have been different in the tournament if Grantham's playing too?
Yeah, we really felt like we had a Final Four type team because we were 16-3 and playing extremely well. Had some phenomenal road wins at Ohio State and Florida last year, and just were playing great basketball. And also, you kind of know as a coach when you have this spirit, you know, with your team that you just feel like things are just all in a really good place, and your guys are the chemistry is really good, and maybe some things are going your way. And then in the 19th game, Dante blew out his knee, and we lost him for the rest of the season. And you know, I was proud of our guys that year because we held on. It's a little bit like the Justin Robinson injury with Virginia Tech, where they, you know, you're not as good, and Virginia Tech was not as good when Justin Robinson went down. They were fortunate to get him back for the ACC tournament, NCAA tournament. We were not, but you still got to try to find a way. And you know, we had a freshman that went into the starting lineup. We hung in there. We did have some older guys and played well. And as you mentioned, we went to a Sweet 16, but. We sometimes, in the office have played the what-if game if Dante had been healthy the full season, because we certainly felt like we were well on our way to a really, really high seed in the tournament. And, you know, playing some great basketball.
We talked with Robbie Hummel yesterday, and he talked about playing the what-if game that with that Juwan Johnson, Etuan Moore, and him, that back-to-back torn ACLs. If something like that doesn't happen, he's like, I really feel we'd have cut out the Nets in a regional.
Well, I think there is a little bit of luck that goes into all this. Shots that go in, shots that don't.
Yeah.
Staying injury-free. There's some bad breaks that come along the way. We had a hard deal this year, and Shelton Mitchell, our starting point guard, was really playing with a bad left knee, and we kind of knew that it was an injury that was going to be difficult for him all season. But then, you know, he couldn't play in the NIT and went and had surgery last week, and they go inside and see that he had a little bone piece of bone floating around there probably the whole season that wasn't able to be seen on the MRI, and so he tried to do the best he could, but clearly didn't have the same pop that he'd had, you know, in previous years. And so it's just you got to have a little bit of luck. You got to stay healthy. It's so competitive. The margin of victory in most instances is so small that you need everybody clicking on all cylinders to win big games.
Brad Brunell from Clemson is our guest. I joked about, and probably not funny for you, the Louisville game at the end. You mentioned that the shots, you come back from seven down with 13 seconds to play,
right,
and you get a shot in the air to win. I felt like both teams, you know, felt like they walked off the court and lost.
It was a hard game, I know, for Chris, too. It was one of those games when we kind of knew that it was going to be that way. Both teams really good defensively, I thought. Knew each other very well, very competitive, physical, a little bit of an ugly game. It's hard to get a lot of good shots, and then the ones you get, you don't make, maybe, and it just has the flavor of one of those kind of back and forth deals. They finally make a couple threes in the second half to begin to take away or break away from us a little bit after we'd had the lead for most of the game at the beginning. But then our guys rallied back and made a couple big shots late, got a steal or two late, and gave ourselves a chance. And, obviously, I think one thing, and I said it to the media after the game, it is extremely difficult to hold on to these leads in games like this. We lost a lead to NC State in the ACC tournament. The pressure the kids feel, the freedom that the team that's behind feels, they start to play with a loose swagger and guys make a shot or two late that they haven't made the first 35 minutes. I think it's really hard. It's one of the hardest things in coaching. You feel a little bit helpless at times because, you know, it's really up on a player to make a play, whether it's, you know, break a press. You got to handle a double team and get it to the right guy. And it's about poise and patience and being able to make a good decision. But that's one of the hardest things in our game now, is to finish out games when the other team is after you like we were. And obviously they had the tough loss against Duke.
Yeah, the 23-point lead with 9-something to play, a 19-point lead with, like, 6.5 to play. And then they played you right after that, and then that's when they were up 7 with, like, 13 seconds to play, and that one almost went the wrong way for Louisville. In that particular case, Brad Brunell from Clemson is our guest. What do you think of Chris Mack's first year on the job there at Louisville?
Yeah, I'm a good friend of Chris's. We've known each other for a long time. I think he did an outstanding job. I thought the addition of Cunningham was huge. I thought he played at a really high level and was able to be that kind of sidekick to Chris that he really needed, a guy that he could lean on, a guy he could trust, a guy who was very competitive, a guy who appreciated the opportunity to have a chance to play at a place like Louisville, and really gave everything he had. And I thought his numbers were really good. I thought his spirit was great. So I thought Chris did a really good job, because I've been in those situations where you're taking over and sometimes it takes a little longer. Yeah. And I thought their team really took on his personality really quickly. I thought defensively they were really good as usual. And I thought he got a lot out of that team.
How close do you think they are, and maybe how long do you think it'll take? You've known Chris a long time, so you know what to expect from a Chris Mack coach team. Are they close? Is it going to take a little bit longer to get his sort of mentality and culture of what he wants to see on the floor consistently?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you could start to see it this year, and I think you'll see his teams continue to take steps forward. And you know, again, it's one of the preeminent programs in our game, and he's an outstanding coach. I think they're going to be very successful there for a long time with Chris Mack as their leader.
Brad Brunell from Clemson is our guest. Final four time for you, Coach. Four quick questions. Just tell me the first thing that pops in your head if you are ready.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, recruiting or X's and O's, more important than winning basketball?
Wow. Recruiting is really important.
Of course. All right, when you tell people you played at DePaul, do they think you played at DePaul?
Probably the non-basketball person, yes.
Okay, all right.
The basketball guy can look at me and tell, no, that's DePaul with a W, right? Yeah.
All right, would you rather win the NIT or lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament?
Wow, that's a really hard question. Probably make the NCAA tournament.
I would agree. There's something about being a part of the dance.
I will say it's hard to win any championship right now, and to win that one is a significant
yeah,
one.
Yeah, for sure. And then last but not least, who do you have winning on Monday night?
ACC, man, Virginia.
Virginia winning on Monday night. Brad, I certainly appreciate you stopping by. Thank you so much. Best of luck at Clemson moving forward as well.
Sounds good. Good to be with you.
All right, there's Brad Brownell, the head coach of the Clemson Tigers, as he's hanging out here in Minneapolis at the Final Four Radio Row as we continue to roll along. We'll talk with, who do we even have coming up in the next hour that we're scheduled? Now I got to pull up my schedule right now. Is Bill Walton sitting like two tables over, so I know we'll talk with him coming up later on in the 4 o'clock hour. We got Rick Spielman, the Vikings general manager. We'll talk with him about Teddy Bridgewater. Now I will ask him before we even go on the air if I can even have a conversation with him about Teddy Bridgewater since he plays for another team. I think I can. I'm pretty sure we can talk about the time when he played for the Vikings and the draft process of Bridgewater. I'm pretty sure I can do that. But if not, we'll figure out something else to talk about. And then we'll talk with Jason Horowitz, Bill Walton. We still have scheduled Matt McMahon, Murray State's head coach, and Ja Morant taking the country by storm this year. Grievous Vasquez, Maryland grade, who's now doing the Spanish call with Westwood One. That could be interesting. Jim Jackson, he's always one of our favorites down here. Wherever we're at in the Final Four, Jim Jackson from the Big Ten Network played at Ohio State. Really, really good. And then Kevin Kugler, who is the voice of Westwood One, whether it's college basketball, the Masters, NFL, all that stuff. Is going to join us as well. We will take a timeout, come back. We'll continue rolling. On the other side, we will talk with Rick Spielman, the Vikings general manager, get his thoughts on some Teddy Bridgewater and when he thinks he'll be back as a starting quarterback again. We continue hanging out in Minneapolis. It is the Final Four on ESPN Louisville.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.